This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Rain is continuing as floods tear through the state. We'll have more right after this.
At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture isn't just a business. It's our mission. And so we work to be more convenient, accessible, and innovative. To support each customer's business, help them manage risk, and grow their success. More than just another lender in agriculture, we work to be its most valued. Discover the difference. Nobody works for agriculture like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Northwest Iowa has seen the worst of the excessive rainfall by far as river flooding has pummeled the region. Unfortunately, Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said the upcoming weather won't provide much relief.
Yep, so if you look across the Northwest, we're looking at particular basins and rivers here. So the Big Sioux River, the Little Sioux River, and then the West Fork of the Des Moines River at Estherville. Major flooding, some flood levels, rivers cresting at levels above 1993, so record levels, particularly on that Big Sioux River, anywhere from 8 to 10 feet above the record level. So that just shows you how much water has fallen. And you look at the large scale setup in the atmosphere. This is the Ring of Fire setup with the heat dome across the East Coast. You're basically focusing disturbances along the ridge, and that ridge exists right along the Missouri or the Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota border.
Glisson added that it's not just the sheer amount of rainfall that's the issue. The incredibly short time frame in which it has fallen has overwhelmed many waterways.
So you're looking at Dickinson County, Lyon County, Osceola County, Spirit Lake, 13.3 inches, Lake Park, a little over 13 inches, Sibley and Rock Rapids, over 11 inches of rainfall. These stations have picked up a summer's worth of rainfall over a few days, and that's where we see these tremendous flood levels that we've seen that we haven't seen in northwestern Iowa. And it's just a remarkable shift.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.